This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we have three players with different stories, but all three will represent Team WHL in the upcoming Subway Super Series. Sam Reinhart has been returned to the Kootenay Ice after starting the season with the NHL's Buffalo Sabres. He'll join us. Also, he was left off the initial roster, but Kamloops Blazer forward Cole Yuley was a late addition to Team WHL after a hot start that saw him take over the WHL scoring race. And Prince Albert Raiders defenseman Josh Morrissey. His strong week led to three Raider wins and him being chosen as the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us later. First up, well, Sam Reinhart has been named the captain of Team WHL for the Subway Super Series in Saskatoon and Brandon after being returned by the NHL's Buffalo Sabres. Voice of the Ice, Jeff Hollick, spoke with the second overall pick from the summer's NHL draft.
Well, Sam, first of all, how different are your emotions a week later after finding out that you would be coming back to the Kootenay Ice after playing with Buffalo this year?
They're fine, to be honest. The last couple of days I've been excited to get back here and see the guys. And, looking forward to getting on the ice for the first time tonight.
Nine games. You probably heard that a lot the last couple weeks. How did that affect you with that artificial deadline? And I guess, was that enough for you to show what you had there?
It's tough to keep it out of the mind, to be honest. But, at this point, my focus is here in Kootenay. And looking to do everything I can to be up there next year.
Was there a welcome to the league moment where you're on the ice against somebody where you went, I've got this guy's poster in my room or anything like that? Was there a moment where you said, this feels pretty good right now?
It's tough to say. I think a lot of the times, you're out against pretty good players, no matter what team you're playing against, and you learn that fast. So I don't think it was one moment in particular, but I think it was something to take into account that, there's not too many bad. It's always going to be a tough game to play, so learn that pretty fast.
You found out as well you're going to captain Team WHL next week. What is it? Talk about the honor to get to wear to see there.
Great. Anytime you can at that level, it's pretty exciting and a huge honor. So that's definitely on my mind as well.
How are you approaching those two games?
Haven't thought about it too much so far. Obviously, focus has getting back into the swing of things here. Obviously, a big weekend for us to try and turn things around, and then that's been the biggest focus. Obviously, when I get there, the focus is certainly going to be on that series and what's ahead. But I know that's a difficult series to win. It was a pretty tough one last year to win, and we just got it. And everyone's a lot happier and when you do. So pretty excited and going to do everything we can to win those two first games.
Have you thought about Hockey Canada, what your role will be differently this year at the World Juniors at all?
Yeah, there's no question I've thought about it. Okay. Obviously pretty exciting. Trying to envision myself having an opportunity there. So obviously trying to come back here, do everything I can to obviously make the team again. And still have that sour feeling from the result last year. So would love to build on that, and I know many other guys would as well.
Have you followed the ice much lately? I know there hasn't been a lot of wins, but what do you know about the hockey club this year? Obviously, a lot of familiar faces right now.
Yeah, it's different. Obviously, coming back, it's a little bit different. But I've only seen it for one day, and the mood's good. I think that's a very positive thing. Guys, are aware of the situation we're in, and we're going to do everything we can to turn that around now.
I know there's some people in the hockey world that feel that, when you play in the NHL, you have nothing to learn if you come back to junior hockey. What do you want to see from yourself? What do you want to improve on? What do you want to get better at?
I'm going to do all the little things that I've learned, what it takes to be successful, and try and implement it in my game, and whether it's in practice, or games, obviously it's a little bit different than being able to do that at that level in practice. But I'm going to do everything I can to get better, obviously get bigger and stronger off the ice. So there's quite a few things I can do to prepare myself for another opportunity there.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Cole Yuley was a late addition to Team WHL. It comes, Cole, after being left off the initial roster, but your start to the season definitely made them take notice. First of all, when it comes to being added late, some extra incentive perhaps in your last couple of weeks to maybe prove them wrong?
Yeah, I mean, the list came out a couple weeks ago and wasn't on it. I mean, it kind of motivates you. And I mean, at the same time, you can't expect to make teams like that with all the great players in the league and stuff. But it's a good honor, and I'm excited to go there.
You know, a lot of people thought you would be one of the top scorers in the league this season, a top 10 guy maybe. That was something to shoot for, but you've flown out of the gates with the Blazers. In fact, you've led for the last 3 weeks. But how have you got off to this hot start, and how has it happened for you?
I mean, I owe a lot to my line mates, and we've been clicking lately. So, I mean, they've been great, and they get me the puck, I get them the puck, and we really complement each other well. So part of it could be luck, but we'll see how it continues here.
Team WHL, that's going to be a couple of big games. You've never really been on that radar, Cole, as far as, you know, Team WHL and then, you know, World Juniors. Is this some extra incentive as well to push forward and maybe get a look for that national junior team?
Yeah, I mean, that's what everyone's looking forward to when they go to that. I mean, it's a Team WHL jersey, but it's more Canada versus Russia. And, I mean, obviously it's in the back of your mind when you're playing there.
Any international experience, maybe when you were playing minor hockey, anything that you can kind of call upon for these two games?
I don't think I've ever been an international experience. So, I mean, I think the biggest thing I had was U16, and then after that I kind of got left off the list there. So, I mean, it'll be an experience, and I'm looking forward to it.
Cole, these players, these teammates of yours, always the high-end guys, captained now by Sam Reinhart. This group, an impressive group, most of them first-round draft picks or the like, very high up. You're a fifth-round pick of the Dallas Stars. Your teammates here, how well do you know them? How well can you guys come together for a couple of games?
I mean, I know quite a few guys on the team just from playing against them and playing with them, and a couple from our hometown, so hopefully we come together well. I mean, I no idea what to expect, really, but I'm sure it'll be fun.
Well, Cole, amongst the top scorers in the WHL, best of luck in Saskatoon and Brandon for those Subway Super Series games.
Thanks.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Prince Albert Raiders defenseman Josh Morrissey is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He scored 3 goals and added 3 assists for 3 Raider wins. Voice of the Raiders, Drew Wilson, has more.
Josh, WHL Player of the Week, how's it feel?
It's nice. It's actually my first time winning the award, so I think I've actually even had some better statistical weeks, but, you know, maybe other guys just happen to have better ones than me those times, so, you know what, it's nice to get it this week, and more importantly, it was nice to go 3-1 last week and have a pretty successful week overall for the team.
Josh, it was more than just your average week with the coaching change. Give us an idea of what it was like for not only you personally, but for the rest of the players.
Well, it's always a challenge. I mean, it's you know, it's you go through a range of emotions, and you know, it's never easy. You know, I guess to see the business side of things, and you know, as a person and whatnot, you see. In Corey's case, you know, a man loses his job when you know, he has a family, a young daughter. So you know, that's never easy to see and watch someone go through. You know, for anyone in our dressing room, whether, you know, they were a fan of the coach or not, it's just the way it is. And, you know, it's too bad. But at the same time, I think there's also a lot of excitement, too. And, you know, anytime you get a new coach, you get a clean slate. And we had a great week in the win column. And I thought we really rallied both on Friday and on Saturday night to, you know, win for Dave on Friday and then Mark on Saturday. And it's been a lot of fun the last few days. And there's been a lot of changes, but, you know, sometimes that creates a spark and creates a little bit of fun. So I think guys are excited.
Halfway through, well, two-thirds of the way through the road trip and then one game at home, you switched to defense partners and were with Hunter Warner. How did that work out?
Yeah, it worked well. I mean, I think we have a really strong defense this year, you know, all the way through our lineup. And, you know, at, for me, being able to play with Hunter, it worked great. I mean, he's a good skater, smart player, easy to play with, talks a lot out there, and I thought we played pretty well together. And, you know, I guess we're pretty fortunate, I think, to have a lot of really high-level defensemen in our lineup. So, you know, I've had a few different partners this year, and it's always worked well. So, you know, hopefully Hunter and I can continue to play well together, and whoever I'm with, I guess it shouldn't really matter with how deep our D is, I believe.
And finally, Josh, the last couple of games where you guys really went to the wall, is that a sign of what you can do and building confidence?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I guess the old saying, you know, now we've seen how we can play out there in those games, so now we shouldn't expect anything less. And, you know, as Mark pointed out yesterday, it's two games, and although we played great in those two games and we can use them as motivation and for confidence going forward, you know, it is just two out of a 72-game season. So as much as you want to embrace how great we played, you know, the last 2 days, we have to go back to work here and work hard in practice and, again, prepare, you know, for Wednesday's game, you know, not, I guess, believing that we're better than we are or anything like that, and just going out there and playing and preparing the way we have and even striving to play better.
And that is the show. I want to say thanks to both Mark Hollick in Cranbrook and Drew Wilson in Prince Albert for their help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.